right. There's John Elway wrapping up with the media there, talking mm-hmm. about a lot of different things, specifically a lot of questions about Peyton Manning. And he said over and over that he is going to give Peyton Manning all the time that he needs to make this decision, especially after playing 18 years right. in the National Football League. It's the least that they can do is give him some space, give him some time to make such an important decision.
Well, yeah, and we said it before we came out or before we tossed to John's press conference. He deserves that time, and that's been made very clear. And no decision is going to be made without giving Peyton his deserved time. So I do think that, once we have an answer on Peyton, things will kind of become more clear. The picture becomes more clear. But for now, it's his decision to make. The ball's in his court, as John said just a couple moments ago. So, yes, Peyton Manning will factor in big into the Broncos' offseason plans, but they're not going to pressure him. He's a Super Bowl champ. He brought a Super Bowl back to the city of Denver. So I think that he's been very generous in answering that question so far this week.
Well, and one of the things that he brought up in the press conference was that just because they won the Super Bowl, they're basking in the glow of that, and it's hard to make such an important decision so close to having one of the ultimate highs in this game. So win the Super Bowl, let that sort of ride out, enjoy it. Don't make any kind of decision under those kind mm-hmm. of circumstances with your adrenaline flowing. Get away from it, let it soak in, and then make that kind of decision. And I think that's the right way to approach it for Manning, and giving him the time is the right way to approach it for John Elway.
Yeah, whether you're talking about Peyton Manning or anybody, I think it's crucial to get some emotional distance
yes.
from that moment, because if you're making decisions based on that high of winning a Super Bowl, then that sometimes leads to the wrong decisions by either party. And as for Peyton Manning, like he said, he's got the time. But then, as Elway added, going to revisit with him in a week to 10 days. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before John Elway spoke, that March 9 deadline, start of the league year. That's really what is the big concern, that right now they don't need a decision. There's been reports they've talked about with Brock Osweiler's agent about a contract here. You can have those conversations. You can lay the groundwork. And then you can execute the plan, whatever it may be, depending on what Peyton Manning decides.
Well, and he said that they're in no rush at all, and that's because these deals can get done so fast. You lay the groundwork, and the deal just can get executed really quickly. He said that he liked what he saw from Brock Osweiler this season, a lot to be excited about there. Saw that he was tough, and that when he was under the bright lights, he executed.
Yeah, and I think, as John had just mentioned, I think he's going to want to know what Peyton's going to do in order for Brock to make the best decision for his next step. Hopefully that's also aligned with the Broncos' interest, but that remains to be seen. One thing I do want to bring up, though, about that press conference we just saw was the offensive line, because he mentioned it. He says it's got to get better. So just hearing that, for me, it makes me think that this is a priority for this team, a big priority, maybe bigger than we thought it was coming into this week.
It has to get better, and he didn't necessarily say the draft. He just said it has to get better. I think and he mentioned Tyson Brailo quite a bit, coming off of the torn labrum that he had, and getting him back in the mix. He's going to be crucial. He said he's going to sit down and talk with Ryan Clady at some point in the next several days. That's going to be crucial because, if you can get a restructure with him, is that a better deal in terms of trying to squeeze all this talent under the salary cap? Is that a better deal in terms of risk-reward than seeing what's out there on the market? That could well prove to be the case. So, I think some of the options for getting improvement on the offensive line, they're going to be internal. I do think they're going to look at the draft, maybe not look at the draft for immediate help, perhaps depth, and then helping down the line build that long-term offensive line.
If you're just joining us right now, John Elway just spoke to the media at the podium here at the NFL Combine, but he will be joining us live on set here in just a few minutes. He talked a lot about Peyton Manning, but the other thing he also talked about was Von Miller, said that they've been in discussions, said that they've exchanged offers, and that he's encouraged by the discussions that they've had so far.
Well, that's the other big piece to the puzzle, right? On the defensive side of the football, Von Miller is definitely going to factor into the Broncos' plans for years to come if they do manage to get a deal done. But you're right. I think with a guy like Vaughn, just like with Peyton, I think he's become a big part of this team, a big part of the fabric of this team. And even more so with Vaughn, I think, they've known Vaughn since he was a 21, 22-year-old kid. They've known him for his entire career, and so they've got a relationship built up right now that they can kind of build off of to the point where they know that he's interested, he knows that they're interested. So I think that it's just about working out the kinks, working out the details in order to get a deal done.
Yeah, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what those details are, because I think for quite a few months since Justin Houston signed his contract with Kansas City last year, you've been looking at that contract as the baseline for an elite edge rusher. And I would certainly argue that Von Miller played beyond Justin Houston, and we saw in the postseason as good a run over three games as any pass rusher has ever had in the postseason. That may have taken his value a little bit higher, and I'm sure that's part of what's being discussed. But if you can get him, if you can get him done, and then just then you have that certainty. You know you're going to pay Von Miller if you have him back. I mean, he's, you know, he's special. You pay for special.
Right.
And it's just, you have that number and you have that contract framework, then you can begin making those long-term plans, not just for this year, but as John Elway often mentions, you're working on the salary cap 2, 3, 4, 5 years out, and that's part of the equation as well when you're trying to squeeze all these guys in. You know, can a guy have a bigger cap number next year than this year? All that's part of the puzzle.
Well, and I think the surprising thing about the news today about Von Miller and the fact that they've exchanged contract offers is that we sort of expected it would just lead toward a franchise tag because of the kind of money we're talking about. And Mace brings up a good point about the salary cap. John Elway also said that he'd like to sit down with Ryan Clady and also DeMarcus Ware and some of the free agents like that and discuss contracts moving forward.
Yeah, I think a lot of those contracts, or some of them at least, are going to play into the Broncos' future, the immediate future, instead of down the line. Vaughn's contract's one that will extend far beyond this year, but I think for DeMarcus, for Ryan Clady, like Mace had mentioned, I think those are deals that are also going to need to be maybe amended in order to get all the goals done. It's funny because you win a Super Bowl and the emphasis is no longer on, you know, the future. It's on how we keep this team together, and it's a nice problem to have, isn't it?
It's a nice problem to have, and one of the good things about it is you look at this team, and aside from an 18-year veteran quarterback, it's not an old team.
Right.
It's, you know, DeMarcus Ware is going into his 12th year, but you have Von Miller getting set for his second contract. Chris Harris Jr. is 1 year into his second contract. You know, T.J. Ward's on his second contract. Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan, if you can keep them both there, one's unrestricted, one's restricted. You know, it's a Derek Wolf starting a second contract. This is a young core. You figure that they should be in their prime years, and especially when you're looking at the defensive side, they can keep this together. This defense has a chance to be one that isn't just a one-year wonder, but really goes down in history, having a multi-year run. And, hey, you know, we talk about a Broncos in the Hall of Fame. If this defense has a multi-year run as a great defense, it's going to solve that problem down the line.
Yeah, most definitely. And later on in this show, we'll hear from John Clayton. We caught up with him, and he talked about how good John Elway's draft was in 2012, 2011, really paying off a lot of dividends right now. And again, John Elway will join us live here. We haven't even really started talking about the draft, but one thing that sort of came out of the combine today was the fact that quarterback out of Cal, Jared Goff, had 9-inch size hands. That was sort of the thing that came out. He was even surprised, he said at the podium, that he had 9-inch hands. He'd never heard that he had small hands. John Elway talked about that too.
Well, yeah, John had actually mentioned, I've actually gone back and measured my own hand and had to figure out, you know, what the fuss was about. And so, John did also clear up the fact that really the only impact it should have is the fact that in wet weather, it can kind of come into play. It's hard to grip the ball. That's really the only time this is going to come into play for the Broncos. The Broncos do play outdoors. It's something to keep in mind. However, it's not going to be something that's a consistent problem for a quarterback and shouldn't dramatically alter somebody's draft stock. But even the slightest little thing, I mean, this is the nitpick month of February. The combine is a nitpick event. And so something like that, unfortunately, could sway a team to one side or the other.
And certainly the hand size, there are some teams that will eliminate a quarterback from their boards based on hand size. Even like Thomas Dimitroff, the Falcons general manager, mentioned hand size as well. Elway kind of joked about it, saying, hey, it's not something you cared about as a player, but it's something you care about when you're a general manager. And, you know, Elway played in the AFC West back in the 80s and 90s, and a pretty good quarterback of that era was Dave Craig in Seattle. The one knock on Dave Craig was he had small hands and he had a susceptibility to fumbles. So Elway, I think, even though he kind of views things as a player, he understands that the hand size thing can kind of can cause some problems because he saw it firsthand in one of the Broncos' biggest rivalries back in the 80s and 90s.
Well, and I think it also has to do with where you play in the NFL. You play in a city like Pittsburgh where there's a lot of bad weather and you're outside. Maybe that does become an issue that you have to worry about. And, of course, other teams have philosophies on that. Another thing he said about the quarterbacks was that it's hard transitioning out of shotgun into playing under center. And he said that vision might be one of the biggest things from that.
Well, it's also something we heard from Coach Gary Kubiak yesterday. Coach Kubiak bringing up almost verbatim the exact same point from John Elway. So I think that it is something that our scouting staff is going to look at. It's something that most scouting staffs in the NFL look at. So it does change things from a vision standpoint. Third down, shotgun, that's something that guys are going to be familiar with. But those first two downs, very crucial in establishing field position. And so when you are kind of making that transition, vision, you know, comfortability, like that stuff, being comfortable in the pocket and being comfortable on the field, especially when you're a rookie, is huge. And if you're not comfortable, that's going to be a huge problem.